Who's, is that a foot?
That's my foot.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was Sloan.
Are you and Brian playing
footsies? I think that might be the intro.
We all just witnessed sexual harassment.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. This is Zach, and with me is...
Lexi.
Michaela.
And Brian.
And we are going to be discussing probably one of the greatest movies to ever be released in cinema. Was it released in cinema? Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Brian has confirmed it was released in cinema, but I watched it on Peacock because
it was Peacock special.
Nobody.
It was released on February 24th, 2023.
Yeah. In theaters, though?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's gnarly. I didn't know that. I just watch it on streaming because who wants to pay that much to go see a movie about a bear?
Did we actually say the name of the movie?
Unless it's a cocaine bear.
It also was released like around Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Hmm. Wait, was that long ago?
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yeah.
Not Quantumania.
Oh, yeah,
Quantumania?
No,
Quantumania.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, Ant-Man and the Wasp. So I was like,
that was like pre-COVID.
That was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
I fell asleep during that movie.
Yes, we will be discussing. Cocaine. I almost said COVID bear.
Oh, that should be a whole movie.
Man, why is this being crazy? If nobody's made COVID bear yet, definitely make that as a movie.
I feel so like I can that talk would just be it. A bear that hibernates for so long because no one's around and they don't realize.
Have you seen previews for like that horror movie on Peacock? That's like about the two people in the woods.
I don't think so.
During like the pandemic or something.
Oh, with their daughter?
Yeah, it's like a satire horror movie. And at one point, like one girl's like getting chased by like this killer, and then another girl's in the car with the doors locked. She's like, let me in.
Yeah.
And she's like, where's your mask?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, Lexi, are you thinking of the one with Dave Bautista?
Yeah.
That's like not.
That's why I didn't know what you were going with that.
We get to discuss and break down Cocaine Bear, which we all watched together for the first time a few months ago, and we've decided to rewatch it and talk about it and discuss why it's the greatest movie on Peacock in the last week and a half.
Oh, I was going to say. Where are you going with that?
Week and a half is pretty solid. Yeah.
If somehow you don't know what this movie's about. It is about a bear that, wait for it, eats a whole bunch of cocaine. It says it's based on a true story. Technically true, but the true story is nothing like the movie, unfortunately. But yes, this premise is that a drug dealer throws a bunch of drugs out of a plane. He's unable to retrieve them. The bear finds them, eats the cocaine. And hilarious chaos and death ensues. We want to start with favorite parts or go down Brian's question list? Because like, there's like main characters to talk about, but then there's side characters.
Wait. I like to... So apparently in the 2023 MTV Movie Awards, Cocaine Bear was nominated for Best Villain.
Best Villain?
And who? Guess who the villain was?
The bear?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
I didn't think he was the villain.
Nah.
She.
No.
She? That's right.
It is a she.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you thinking about the one drug lord guy?
Yeah, the drug lord definitely seems like
for
the drug lord.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not the bear's fault.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right?
That bear was just trying to have fun.
I do have a comment about that, though, the bear being the villain or not. I decided to count all the deaths in the movie when we were watching it. I think I counted like 11.
That's what I got too.
Nice. Okay. But I think that I didn't realize the first time watching through how many of the deaths are not directly caused by the bear.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was kind of upset as I counted along. I was like, this is very misleading. This poor bear is getting a bad rap.
Right. Yeah. And it's just like one guy gets shot by another guy. The one EMT who did not deserve her fate kind of spit the bear's fault.
Oh, I mean, she should have been wearing a seatbelt, but we'll get to that.
Well, she was in a panic.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Safety first.
Okay. The other EMT, though, definitely the bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, though.
No, but yeah. I'm glad somebody else counted the deaths during it because I was, like, unsure of my math.
Mm-hmm.
And then
11 seems low.
It does.
It does.
Low.
It does seem low for the amount of gore in the movie.
Yeah, I totally believe it.
But if you clear it to the amount of like actors in the movie, that's like probably over 70% of the faces you see on camera.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if your face is on camera in this movie, you're probably going to die.
That's true. That's fair.
That's true.
Favorite character? I mean, you have to have a favorite character. You need an opinion about something for this to work.
My favorite character
is your mom.
I have two. No.
No, it's not your mom.
I'm really bad with names, even though we literally just watched it. Henry, first of all. I just think he's funny.
Yeah.
He's such a little dork, but he's funny.
Yeah.
And then, what did we agree that that blonde guy's name was?
Stash.
Stash.
Oh, is that like also part funny. Of like the gang?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the one
that,
he's
the one
funny.
That lives. Yeah, the one that lives. The boy who lives.
Yeah.
God, oh, sorry. I don't want to.
Spoilers.
Mine was also Henry. I'm being honest, I feel unoriginal now, but that was definitely my pick.
Zach was like making fun of him when we were watching the movie, but
really, why
the little kid?
Why was I making fun?
You
of
made
him?
Fun of him. He did something. You said something about him being dumb or stupid or something like that.
That
I think
like
he's
me.
Funny.
I thought it was hilarious when he was up in the tree and he's like, "Bears can't climb trees."
And the other guy says, "Of course they can."
Of course.
Well, then why did you come up here?
Yeah.
I think Henry was definitely up there for me, but I did like, I liked David.
Yeah, because David was funny. I was going to go with Eddie.
I thought Eddie was funny.
Yeah.
Especially because when you meet him, he's just crying in a bar eating pasta.
Yeah, true.
It's like,
I feel like that's relatable for most people.
Yeah, it's true.
But I liked David because, again, his first instance is he's walking in with new shoes and steps and ketchup, and then it's all downhill the rest of the movie from him.
Yep, the shoes and the jersey.
Yep.
Yeah.
From the shoes to the jersey to the missing fingers.
Yeah.
Like, I was happy he lived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that would have been.
And he had a little bit of a character arc, too.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the other people in the movie didn't really change, but he kind of did.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like the bad guys kind of had the good arc, you know what I mean? Like him, and I don't know that Eddie was bad, but he was doing bad things.
He wasn't great.
He left the drug dealing business.
Yeah.
But he also left his kid.
That's true. It's very sad.
After his dad gave his wife cancer.
Yeah. That was a little sad, too.
I don't want to do a least favorite character because we're all going to have the same answer for that.
Probably.
Wait, who?
Who's your least favorite character?
Oh, definitely the park ranger. She was the worst.
I think so, too. Yeah.
She was the worst.
Like, Sid's pretty awful, but she's the worst.
So, I was honest. I had nothing wrong with Sid. Up until the point he started kicking the baby cubs.
Oh, yeah. That was,
and then,
that was
like as soon as he hit an animal, I was like, no, that's too much. Like, I don't care if you shoot people or sell drugs. He has a motivation for it all.
Right.
But then you hit a baby animal. Like, be a man and hit the big bear if you're going to do that.
Right.
No, definitely the park ranger whose name
Shot a kid through... She shot the head.
We need to talk about that because as I was watching it and I was ready for it, he's
still
not
shocking.
Even standing in the way of the bear.
No.
She's a really terrible shot.
She's off to the side. And then you can see her like move the gun up to his head. And I'm like,
she also closes her eyes, I'm pretty sure, in a couple of
those. Yeah, she
does. Yeah, before shooting.
Like,
yeah, when she fell off the ambulance and like crushed her face onto the pavement, I can't say I was sad.
No.
Not even.
Well, you notice the scene where the mom is like park rangers carry guns. I'm pretty sure they were insinuating that she was not supposed to have that gun in the first place.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I feel like that makes sense.
Brian, do park rangers carry guns?
I have no idea.
But you have a laptop.
Oh, it's true.
The heck? You're my go-to guy.
Park rangers are subject to the provisions of the Security Guard Act of 1993.
Witches.
So they're unarmed.
Ah.
But that's from 1993, and I'm pretty sure the movie takes place earlier.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's also just
It's
New
also
York.
Which state is it in?
Yeah.
Georgia?
Oh, yeah. Georgia in 1985.
What a time to be alive. Cocaine falling from the sky.
Yeah. We missed a lot before we were born.
I know.
I feel like
the bath salts thing never really took off like we had all hoped with the zombie people eating each other in Florida.
True,
so.
True. I mean, we were waiting for an excuse for zombies at that point, though.
True. Yeah.
Wait, I also like to amend one of my answers. I thought the police officer was a good character.
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was. I guess I didn't understand a lot of what was going on with him. Like, this is going to sound like stupid, but his character just felt rushed. Be like, He knows who died. He goes to Georgia. Wait, I got this puppy. Watch the puppy. And then he winds on top of a gazebo and gets deaded.
Yeah.
He was just trying to do his job.
Yeah, do his job, but he didn't have jurisdiction there, so he shouldn't even been there. Because that other lady, cop lady said you don't have jurisdiction there.
True. Yeah, but he knew the drug dealers.
So? You can't just go into another state.
But if they're wanted in a certain state, I think you can.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
You have to contact that area's law enforcement.
But the park ranger wasn't going to do anything.
No, then you'd have to contact some other federal entity. What did you mean by character who deserved their fate?
Like, I thought that the park ranger deserved what happened to her.
Agreed. That bad?
Yeah.
She was the worst for no reason.
She was also interfering with the guy's nature observation.
But there, he also had, like, his hair definitely looked like a fake wig. Like, I don't know how much of his look was, like, real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to cut budget somewhere, so they're like, wig.
Did you guys know that's played by Jesse Tyler Ferguson?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I don't know that she deserved to die that way, though.
I mean, Sid definitely deserved to die.
Yeah. Sid deserved to die.
Indisputably.
In the slow and also the street, way that he went.
I'm okay with the street youths dying, too.
Yeah, especially okay. Can we?
They've been working on stabbing people. That just gets glossed over.
Okay, that is true.
I have something to say about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it ended up on the list, but we're talking about most illogical death. Definitely the one kid in the gang who ended up with his head in a bucket.
Yes.
How does a bear do that? Yeah. How does a bear disembowel someone, then take off their head and put it in a bucket?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like, this seems very advanced for an animal on drugs.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Maybe she just got lucky. I was like, yeah. Kobe.
Wait, I'd like to talk about
Kobe?
No. That the CGI was really good in this movie.
It was better than it should have been.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't get the park ranger's wink.
True. Maybe they spent so much money on the CGI that was like the entire budget. Yeah, we'll do it this.
Would you be mad if this was one of like the last five films you ever made before you died?
If I made the film before I died?
Because Ray Liotta died.
Yeah.
And like, this was one of the last five movies he ever made.
Oh. I don't know. He had a pretty illustrious acting career. Yeah. If I was like just starting out and like, oh, I got this part of Cocaine Bear and then I die. Like, yeah, that kind of.
If you were Tom the EMT.
Yeah.
Poor Tom. Mm-hmm.
Most illogical death definitely would have to be head in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think my favorite death. I was going to go with the park ranger because that's just funny. But my favorite death is definitely like the Peter, their environmental guy, because mm-hmm. his leg falls off. He gets eaten in a tree and then it's just like blank nature. And then he falls headfirst and snaps his neck on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm and a then sucker the bear, for that.
Like, snores a line of cocaine off of his leg.
Yes. Yes. That's just like the. Is that like the bear's version of teabagging what we used to do in Halo?
Oh my gosh.
Everybody did it.
I also feel like the good death was one of the first ones where the smuggler on the plane knocks himself out.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Falls to his death.
Great beginning.
That was definitely on my list. Yeah. But
isn't that actually what happened in real life, too?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the only part that's based in real life.
That was the only interesting part.
But he wasn't wearing Gucci loafers. That's he was true. Wearing parachute boots, but they were the... If Gucci made parachute boots.
That was the only interesting part of that documentary.
Exactly.
Everything else was so boring.
Like, this is the only part we're going to keep.
I looked it up as well, and he is the only character that's based on a real person.
Hmm.
And he dies in the first minute.
Not even the bear?
I said person, to be fair.
And he's married to Carrie Russell.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I discovered that when I was looking things up.
Interesting.
Seemed like a fun fact for 10 to 11 viewers.
They were on The Americans together.
Ah.
Yeah, I never watched that, though.
That's a fire show.
Well, I mean, pretty anti-America.
Then you'd love it. They're Soviet spies.
I said it's anti-America.
Oh.
And
but you're also pretty anti-America. Happy 4th of July.
Character with the worst luck?
With the what?
The worst luck.
The guy that got shot in the head.
That's true.
Yeah. He's in a gang, though.
But
I think it has to be.
I would probably go with Eddie's wife who died of cancer.
Oh, yeah. Does that count?
Dang, all right.
Did I win?
Actually, no. I have a different answer. The hiker from the beginning whose wife is the person.
I was literally just thinking about her. Like, that was awful.
Olaf.
Because he got to survive for so long to just get mauled, like, right before the end of the movie.
It's kind of a good ending for him, though, because he seemed pretty broken up that he watched his soon-to-be wife get eaten.
That's true.
Now he's with her in Valhalla.
Because they're Scandinavian?
I don't know. They have accents. They sound Scandinavian. And if you're from there, you're probably a Viking.
Yeah, okay. I follow.
This was Georgia in the 1980s.
That's true.
So worst luck is Olaf for you.
I think the park inspector. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't seem like he was doing anything like overtly wrong.
Luck doesn't care if you're right or wrong, though. This is about who's got the worst luck.
Yeah, but I feel
think
like
that's the point, though.
You could be a great guy and have the worst luck. I think the parachute guy had the worst luck. He's probably parachuted a million times.
He did cocaine.
Yeah, he was also really high.
Yeah, knocked himself out.
So he probably made that jump a million times high in cocaine.
Yeah, but you're like intentionally setting yourself up to not get lucky.
I guess.
The one reason I did feel bad for the park inspector guy was he was literally like defending the wildlife the whole time to everyone else and then gets killed by a bear.
Yeah, that's true.
And then have your corpse, like your leg, be used as
drug paraphernalia. Yeah.
That's rough, man.
Yeah. Leg as drug paraphernalia. I just pictured it like in an evidence bag, not as like a piece of the victim, but labeled drug paraphernalia.
It's a leg.
You know, I think's wild, though, is like the ending where the mom and like the two kids are like walking past like the woman whose face just got like burned off the pavement.
Yeah. Why aren't like the police driving them back to their house?
Right.
We're going to a hospital.
They're like, man, that was wild. All right, let's walk home.
Yeah.
The mom didn't even tell the kids not to look.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. And then Henry
said, don't look.
Oh. Yeah, she's like, let's Henry walk over anyway. Here. You don't need to see that. And then Henry went
and he's like, I want to look, but I also don't want to look.
Yeah.
Is that the part you were asleep for?
Probably.
No, I was asleep, I think, right after the gazebo part. But I was in a light sleep.
He like kept waking up and like, looking at me to see if I noticed. I was like, I see you sleeping over there.
I had one eye open. Like this. Just taking it all in.
Sleeping with one eye open.
Basking in the glory of the movie.
What does best death and worst death mean? Whose death would you want?
Yeah.
Oh, the parachuters.
Oh, because you were knocked out for it?
No, I just want to fall from a plane and die.
What?
That means somebody's going to wake up and find my splattered corpse in their driveway. That would be sick.
That's awful.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine texting your boss, like, I think I'm going to be a little late for work today.
So is that what you meant by best and worst death?
I thought like the one EMT had the worst death.
Tom,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah. Tom. His was like drawn out.
Yeah, because he escaped, but then he got caught again.
And like then, he got to see his own wrist fall off.
Yep.
But then like he also made it back to the ambulance. So like, okay, maybe I'm
thought he was safe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's true. He got hope taken away twice.
I feel like the kid getting his head blown off, like that's pretty painless.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm never in a scenario where I have to find out. But
worst death would be Bob for me. Like I wouldn't want to get shot in the stomach and then just lay there and die.
Right. Yeah. That was slow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also like you found out that the woman betrayed you too.
Oh right.
Yeah, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. Definitely makes it worse.
That drug money's too good. I mean, at least she didn't hurt the dog.
That's true. I for some reason I thought she kept the dog, then I realized she gave it to Eddie at the end. I was like, oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. I thought best and worst death were just like the most brutal to watch versus like the most creative.
Okay. So what were they?
Yeah.
I feel like the most creative was probably, even though I hated the dad, the EMTs. And if I had to choose one, it'd probably be the woman whose name I can't remember right now. Because she didn't actually get, but Beth, yes, thank you. She didn't actually get.
Because he wrote her name down as Kim.
Anyway, she goes through a windshield and like dies immediately. Like, yeah. She sees a lot of stuff before she goes, but, mm-hmm. like, she doesn't actually have to get, like, mauled by a bear.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think most brutal to watch would definitely be, I think, the first one, just because it's just, like, you don't really see much, but it's also just, like, kind of jarring at first, and they're like, oh, okay, this movie is, like,
yeah,
a lot of people are going to die.
Who's the first one?
The woman.
The wife of...
Oh, yeah. See, I keep forgetting about that scene.
Yeah. Also, the first time we watched that movie, I was like, I knew I was like about a month pregnant. And I was just like, oh, she's pregnant too. Oh, she's like, oh, no. Oh, my God.
And Michaela never went hiking again.
Yeah. We're going tomorrow. But yeah. Hopefully no bears.
That's true.
At least no coked up bears.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember thinking this the first time we watched it and thinking it again. How funny it was that at the end of the movie, like, Stash put his bag in the back with the sheep, yes. and gets in the truck, and then he makes the guy stop to take it back out so the sheep wouldn't eat the cocaine. And
oh, my gosh.
Wait, yeah. I never noticed that.
I didn't notice it the first time. I noticed it this time around. I was like, wait, that's funny.
And then, like, I remember when, like, David sees the dog, he's like, it's not on coke, right? He's like, all right, that's cool. Good dog.
See, I missed that this time.
Yeah.
Oh, I noticed something about the end, too, when the guy gets in the truck. The hat he's wearing is the hat that the first lady that dies is wearing. So he was
Wait,
just
really?
Like,
what?
He must have just, like, found it in the woods and picked it up.
Oh, man. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I will say the movie is pretty rewatchable. Even, like, watching it the second time.
A lot of stuff to catch the mm-hmm. second time
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, like, a really in-depth plot, either, so it's right? not, like... Yeah.
Definitely. I think they should do a series. I want to see, like, Cocaine Goldfish next.
Cocaine Cinematic Universe.
Oh my gosh.
Would you have changed anything about the ending? Like, you can still like the ending, but you have changed something.
You know, I'm happy the bear lived.
Yeah.
So I think that's good.
So the answer is no so far. Keep going.
I liked it.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think I have anything that I would change. That was pretty solid.
I would cut out some of the gazebo scenes. That's probably the most boring part.
It was the most boring.
Yeah.
Part. Until until the bear falls asleep on top of Eddie. Mm. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But that was after like a while of just watching them.
True.
I think it's just filler. They could easily fit in another bear death or two during that time frame.
The movie's only like an hour and a half. Like it's not exactly a cinematic
hour and
experience. Yeah.
I think the only thing I would add to the end is seeing what happens with the next park ranger that takes over that visitor center.
Ooh, that's good.
It like showed like them opening up the door and seeing
what happened.
Well, yeah, like who's gonna come clean all that up?
Yeah, plus the Parks Department has to replace her with somebody.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That would have been a great post-credit scene. Mm-hmm. Like another, like, you know, like a shadowy.
Yeah, thing. Especially because they did, like, the tourist again looking at the bear. So they really should have done, like, a park ranger one.
Yeah.
That would have been sick.
Or maybe they have those visitors go into the visitor center.
The
person there is very paranoid.
They could have done, like, a flash forward, like, 18 years later. And it's Deidre, who's the park ranger, but she's all strapped up with like a bulletproof vest and a bunch of hand grenades.
That'd be great.
I'd watch that movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's make a sequel.
I was just saying, we got an idea for a sequel now.
Can we afford cocaine, though?
There's what they use for cocaine in movies. I forget what it is. It's a crushed up vitamin or something. But I remember I was listening to a podcast, and I forget what it was. This was years ago. But they did so many takes of it that the dude's heart actually started reacting to the vitamin. Because, one, you're not supposed to snort the vitamin anyway, but it was, like, safe in small quantities. And the movie was, like, back in, like, the 80s or something. So he was, like, crushing up and snorting. But he did so much of it that he actually started to have, like, heart palpitations and tachycardia. Yikes. Nothing, like, super scary.
That's wild.
But enough where, like, oh, we can't do any more takes.
Wait, so they actually – do they still snort stuff?
I can't imagine they
No, do. I can't imagine. They would have just, like, some sort of trick to not actually.
Yeah.
Can you cut out the part about affording cocaine.
No.
No?
Yeah, so that was Cocaine Bear. And if you had no idea what we were talking about, go watch it on Peacock. And then listen again and find out what we were talking about.
Not sponsored.
Definitely not sponsored. And in fact, me saying Peacock is probably going to get us a nice letter in the mail anyway. But yeah, if you like the episode, thank you so much for listening. Like it. Feel free to message me on Instagram or Facebook if you have any really bad movies that we should watch and discuss. I love watching bad movies, and we all like talking about them. So yeah, let us know if you want to hear us watch and talk about a bad movie. And keep an eye out for future episodes. Until next time. Bye.